morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
That's it. I can still remember what the person did to me. I don't have to hang around with that person. I don't have to make them my best buddy now. Hey, you stuck me in the back 10 times. Let's go out for a meal. I don't have to do that. But I've got to get rid of the resentment towards that person so that when their name is mentioned, the Tabasco sauce doesn't rise. Remember that? When their name is mentioned, I don't start getting that, you know, your fists clench up a little bit tighter. You see them in Walmart and you run the other side, you start going to Publix now. You're still harboring resentment. I won't forget what you did, but I've forgiven you and I don't need to get revenge on you. God said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I take care of my heart, God, you take care of their heart. It's that simple. That's it. So forgiveness doesn't mean it's easy, and it doesn't mean it's okay that they did it. All it means is I'm giving up the need for revenge, and I'm not going to hold a resentment. Now, let me tell you something else. There's another side. You know, every coin has two sides. Amen? And on the other side of this coin, first of all, we shouldn't take an offense. God says, take no offense. Is that right? So when someone does something harmful to you, now I've said before, it could be a bad divorce, it could have been abuse, it could anything, a number of these terrible things. None of them were right, none of them were okay, but it's harming you when you hold the unforgiveness. Remember we said it's like drinking poison, wanting them to die? That's what it does. And God's now not in a position to be able to forgive us because we're holding unforgiveness. So it only harms us. But they might have done something. I don't need to take the offense. I don't have to receive the offense, grab it and hang on to it. I can let it go by. You know, Brother Hagin said it. He said this. He said, I cannot stop the birds from flying over my head, but I can stop them from making a nest in my hair. So the offense will come. Am I going to grab it, meditate on it, hold it, and start getting myself sick? Because what happens when you're in unforgiveness, it's like anger that's unwarranted. It secretes certain chemicals in the body, which can bring kinds of things you don't want in your life. So forgiveness is not for their sake, it's for your sake. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Forgiveness blesses you. They don't even know that you're in unforgiveness towards them, or they don't care. Doesn't affect their life. They live on like nothing happened, right? The slug still got himself another wife, had other children with her. He's paying her child support, but not me. You think he cares? No. Do you think your unforgiveness is going to stop him from doing wrong? No. It's harming you and no one else. In actual fact, it is harming others. It's harming your family, your relationships, your loved ones, your children. And you're training your children up to harbor a grudge and walk in resentment and walk in unforgiveness. That's what we do. Amen. And do you know this is for everybody? This is for our youth. There's a lot of stuff going on where our youth have got unforgiveness nonstop. In fact, I'm going to have Pastor Jason's going to teach our youth about forgiveness, because there's a lot of opportunity. Some of these kids, I mean, we see it. We've got 400 people in our school now, right? And we've got 7 school buses, and God's blessed us like amazing. And we've now taken infants, as my mother-in-law said. But do you know, we see kids coming in from divorced homes, from wrong kind of upbringing. I mean, terrible things. And some of these kids are going to grow up, and if we don't teach them not to walk in unforgiveness, it's going to harm their life. So we need to get this across the board. Amen? Amen. The other side of the coin, like I said, is the offense. You don't have to take it. But then you don't have to either bring an offense. You don't have to be the one giving the offense either. You know what other people get upset about in your spouse, in your children, in your friends, whatever. Don't bring and don't give an offense to others. Amen. I can not take an offense, but how good am I at not giving an offense? What I do, I know is going to get you. And so I do it, and I bring an offense to that person who might not be spiritually strong enough in enough faith to not receive the offense. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So not only do I not receive an offense, I don't want to give an offense. I don't want to bring an offense to people. Those are the kind of Christians God says, "Woo, you're good. What do you need?" Yeah, those are the ones that he'll bless. I'm telling you. Well, won't God bless me if I'm in unforgiveness? Well, if you're in unforgiveness, the Bible says he hasn't forgiven you. Right? So, you know, I just bring you the word of God, but then the rest is up to you. You can walk out of here and say, you know, I'm going to be like the man that heard the word, and I'm going to build my house by doing the word. I'm going to build my house on the rock. And when life's craziness hits, my house is going to stand because I'm built on the word and I'm acting on the word. Or you can say, you know, I heard the word. I've got the same faith as a man who built on the rock. I've got the same faith because faith comes by hearing.
Accredited academic excellence. Peaceful environment. Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade, with full scholarships available.
They both heard the word, Jesus said, right? They both had faith, but the other one didn't do what he heard. And he built his house on the sand. And guess what happened? The storms of life came and the crash was great. So you can hear the word, you get the faith, because faith comes by hearing. So what's happening? You're getting faith now. But faith without works is what? Dead. So you can walk out these doors and be your nasty old self the rest of the week. Walking in unforgiveness, taking offenses, giving offenses, not caring about people, throwing the bird out the window, and acting holier than thou on a Sunday. Which of the two do you think God's going to be smiling more on? Amen? So I think forgiveness is a vital part of our lives, and then stop giving an offense to people. Amen. If you're married, and you know, at one stage, when I first got married, man, all my wife had to do was just give me the eyes. Roll the eyes. Just roll the eyes, and I'm telling you, I turned into Hulk. Something about that just freaked me out. And it was in me, not in her. The problem was in me. And I was just, it got to me like you cannot imagine. Do you understand? But my wife and myself learned some things. And now she doesn't roll her eyes. But even if she did, I wouldn't go crazy anymore. But the good thing is she stopped doing it. So she stopped giving the offense. I stopped taking the offense. But then the other side is I did things to her that she didn't like. And one of these days I'm going to stop them. It's okay to laugh in church. And I spoke for all the men there, right? I want to tell you, ladies, we've got good intentions. Our intentions are good. All right. So now we looked at, remember the servant last week? We looked at the servant who was forgiven a huge amount of debt. When he couldn't pay, his master came to him and said, send him, his children, his wife, his family into prison until they pay the last cent. And he fell down on his knees and he begged his master and said, please forgive me and I will pay you in time. And his master had so much compassion on him, like God's compassions and mercies are brand new every day. In fact, I was going to read it to you. I was going to read the scripture to you. And I know the scripture, but I was going to read it to you, which is in Lamentations 3:22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Listen to what it says. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And that's the way we should be, compassionate towards people every day. And this man, God showed his favor and his compassion on him when he said, please forgive me and I'll pay you. And he not only forgave him of not having the money, he forgave him and released him of the whole debt. Said, you don't even owe me a cent today. Right? That's forgiveness. But then the man walked out and he found someone who owed him $50. $50. And he said, pay me my money. And the guy said, I haven't got it. Please give me time and I'll pay you. And he said, no. And he got him put in prison. You all know the scriptures we read last week, right? And had him put in prison. And one of the servants of the master that forgave him the big debt went to the master and said, you know that guy that you gave that $10 million debt, you let him off? He took a man for $50 and put him in prison until he paid it. And his master called him back and said, you wicked, wicked servant. I forgave you a great debt. Should you not have forgiven that man that small debt? You see, when it comes to the size of the debt that we owed to Jesus Christ, you couldn't pay it. None of us could have paid the debt we owed Christ. Not one of us. And he paid the ransom in full. The amount of money that was being held over our head was unpayable, if there's a word. Unpayable. Only Christ could pay it. Is that right? So the debt we owe Christ is worth more than... That's what the story is about. You understand? And he's saying, I forgave you everything. I made you righteous. And you're going to hold grudges against other people for nothing? Because they looked at you wrong? Amen. And he said, take that wicked servant and throw him into jail. And you're going to pay to the last penny. When you don't forgive, God will not forgive. Listen, don't play with this stuff. Now, like I said again, you don't have to make them your best buddy or go and, you know, marry the person again or anything. I'm not saying any of that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying forgive them. Let go of the feeling of I've got to get even. Because if Jesus had done that to us, we were done. Finished. Over. Kaput. Klar. Nicht. Neut. Nacht. Whatever way you want to say it. Over. Hell is all we'd have been looking forward to. We could never have matched that debt. And then think about this now. Job. And don't turn there. It'll come up on the over. Job 42 verse 10. I'm reading from the New King James. Now Job, remember, he lost everything and his friends started saying he was the problem. But watch out. And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Let's read that again. The Lord restored Job's losses when? When? When he forgave, when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Forgiveness brings the blessing. Those men were saying, you're the problem. You're the reason why this is happening to you. It's you, it's you, it's you. And they were bad-mouthing Job. His wife was saying, just curse God and die. And Job was really in a pickle. And he had all of this come on him. And his friends were saying all this nonsense. And Job lived like this for 48, 9 months this happened, but for 48 chapters. I believe it's 48 or 42. And the Lord restored Job's losses only when he prayed for his friends. In other words, he forgave them. Do you see that? And then he had twice as much as he went in with before. So if someone's caused some hurt in your life, some problems in your life, let them go. Forgive them. Like I said, open the prison door. Yeah. Open the gates. And get the captives out because they're harming you. And like I said, you've got to take care of them in there. You've got to nurture them. You've got to feed them. You've got to make sure you're still mad at them. When you see them, you've got to walk the other side of the road. You've got to take care of these prisoners that are locked up. Is that right? Open the prison gates. Let them get out, no matter what they did to you. Look what we did to Christ. He let us go.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.